Prepare yourself
for talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
I'm not hanging up, but I'm telling you right now, I don't like this kind of stuff, man. This is ridiculous.
Yes, sir, it is.
Broad daylight. I don't know if they're armed or not. I know they got a crowbar because that's what they broke in the windows with. They just stole something. I'm going out the window.
Don't
I'm sorry. I ain't letting them get away with this. They stole something. They got a bag of something. I'm doing it.
Mr. Horn, do not
I'm
go
sorry.
Out of the house.
This ain't right, buddy.
You're going to get yourself shot if you go outside of that house with a gun.
You want to make a bet?
Okay,
I'm
stay in the
them.
House.
They're getting away.
That's all right. Property's not worth killing someone over. Okay?
God
damn it. Don't go out the house. Don't be shooting nobody. I know you're frustrated, but don't do it.
They got a bag of loot.
Okay. How big is the bag? They're carrying a bag of stuff. They're walking out about a hand up.
Yeah.
Which way are they going?
I can't. I'm going outside.
No,
I'll find out.
No, I don't want you going outside, Mr. Horn.
Well, here it goes, buddy. You hear the shotgun clicking, and I'm going.
Don't go outside. I'm going to get on your radio, Jeff.
Move. You're dead.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is the sound of liberty and freedom. In cities across this country where they have gun bans or where they prosecute people that defend themselves, they have hundreds and hundreds of times higher levels. Go look at the Fed's own numbers in violent crime and home invasions. New York City, people have 10, sometimes more, padlocks, and they are raped and killed before police ever arrive. Not in Texas, Arizona, Vermont, and a few other states where we have castle laws, meaning you come in somebody's house or on their property, you can kill them. It's simple. Don't go in a bear's den. Don't go in a wolf's den. Don't stick your hand down a badger hole. This isn't about property, ladies and gentlemen. There are tens of thousands of murders a year that are committed by people who broke into houses to rob stereos, computers, jewelry, art, firearms. That's the whole point. And frankly, again, I'm not at home all the time. My wife is a good shot. We've got an instant access gun safe. But I appreciate what Mr. Horn did, because that's what scares the criminals off from our state of Texas and sends them up to the big urban city cesspools where they get to feed on poor, defenseless people. And I'm sorry they're being slaughtered in these victim disarmament zones, but not right here in Texas. Now, you just heard part of the 911 call where Joe Horn of Pasadena, Texas, just 2 days ago on Friday in broad daylight saw people breaking in. He'd been on the phone for more than 16 minutes. There's 6 minutes of the phone call that's out there. And the police hadn't arrived. And, of course, they can't always arrive. It's impossible. We're not blaming them. And Mr. Horn just couldn't stand seeing what he was witnessing, and he went out there. Now, Horn then, when he came back after and got back on the phone with 911, he just dropped his phone. He explained that they ran up to him, and they were carrying crowbars in his yard. Where he's going to have a problem is the fact that he premeditatedly talked about how he was going to kill him. But if I was his lawyer, I'd bring up the fact that the 911 operator said, "Oh, well, you'll get killed, you'll get shot." He responded, "No." And he was obviously jazzed up, but I think he'll get no-billed by the grand jury, and I hope that the police don't go ahead with the attempted indictment against him. But we will be talking about this today because it's a national, international issue, and it happened right here in Texas, and we'll be walking through the details of that and playing some more of the 911 call. Also, coming up in the second hour, up in Maryland, in a county of over 800,000 people, I interviewed the state's attorney for this county that borders Washington, D.C., and he admitted there is, quote, no law in the county they live in or in the state of Maryland or anywhere in the U.S. that you have to take vaccines. That does not stop the national news and local news for years, as long as I can remember, constantly saying every few days that it's the law, you've got to take shots. And I have been at the hospital covering this locally when CPS takes people's children because they refuse. I have gone to family court where they grab people's children because they refuse. And this is an absolute crime being committed en masse. And I have an MSNBC news piece. I have a CNN piece. I have a Fox 5 piece. I'm not going to play them all. I'm going to play little clips of them. You can go watch them on PrisonPlanet.com. We have links, or TruthNews.us. Kurt Nemo has the most links up to our webmaster over there, where they just say it's the law, you'll be arrested if you don't take these injections. But then I have the very state attorney who's on Fox 5 with them mixing in his words with the newscast saying it's the law, admitting it is not the law. And I can't believe people still don't believe me about this. Don't believe me. Just type vaccine waiver form Texas. Vaccine waiver form Maryland. And by the way, that's a fraud in and of itself. Why do you need a waiver for something that isn't even a law? It is a policy of the state health department that it's on the list of recommended vaccines. Then the schools make it their policy, like some schools say you got to wear uniforms as their policy, and then they kick the child out, then they trigger criminal charges for truancy, and then the news buffaloes the public saying that there are charges for not taking the shots. And they lined up yesterday, Saturday, coming up near my weekday show this week. I'm going to get some of the locals along with video cameras, some of the local medical groups that went to cover this. In fact, a big national organization, second largest association of physicians in the country, Association of American Physicians, Surgeons, are opposing the vaccine roundup. They put out a press release on this today, warning people about it. And we also have a story here from PrisonPlanet.com. The first one's from Yahoo. This is from PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Watson. State attorney admits no law makes vaccines mandatory. That is coming up in the next hour. But in this first hour, I want to give you a chance to call in from England, Germany, where you have been disarmed, where you've been made total victims, or from Canada, where they have stricter slave laws, victim disarmament, government predatory laws. And from right here in Texas, wherever you'd like to call in from, 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. Or if you're listening to the station that we originate this transmission from, to our AM and FM affiliates across the country, it is simply 836-0590. And darn it, I meant to bring a list of four new affiliates in today, because I can't keep track of all their call letters and names. One of them I know because they've been carrying my show for 3 or 4 years. It covers San Diego and part of L.A., and that is KCAA. And we are very, very thankful to KCAA for picking up this show. I wanted to thank another one in California in Needles, but I can't remember the name, and two others, another in Tennessee, in Memphis, and another in New York. Again, thank you to all the stations, ladies and gentlemen. We're very, very thankful to you out there for carrying this transmission that's certainly growing. So we have the huge fraud that there is no law yet to take these shots, but the Alliance says it is, say that that is the case, coming up in the second hour. And right now in this hour, we're going to get into the Second Amendment and your right to defend yourself and your property or your neighbor's property. But before we get into that, I also want to mention that in the latter part of the second hour, I'm going to cover the most important subject of the broadcast. And that is that hidden in plain view, major universities, law professors that are known as being conservative and liberal, the Defense Authorization Act itself, executive orders signed this year by the president, and public declarations clearly state that the federal government is preparing to use the military against the American people for open martial law like you're seeing in Pakistan. And by the way, the crooks running our government, it's now come out, we already knew this, are behind the entire Pakistan situation. Well, of course they are. They put Musharraf in 1999. But they are openly set up to do that here. The question is, will they? I'm not kidding. There's a detailed 13-page report up on InfoWars.net and InfoWars.com right now. Special report, turning the police state apparatus against the sinners. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Steve Shank for the Fearless Task Force. We can never have our freedom as long as we are in any way dependent on anything or those who would control us. You will either be ready for emergencies, have safe supplies of enough food, become free of debt, or give your life to those who will control those dependencies to own you. Choose you this day whom you will serve, your God and your loved ones, or those who will feed you to own you and send you to prison as collateral for your loans. We're also here to help you fight the battle against crooks and scam artists who want to get rich selling you useless food supplies and criminally dangerous debt plans. Food supplies and the debt-free program can be contacted at 800-409-5633, on the web efoodsdirect.com or phone 800-409-5633. Just remember, if it is to be, it's up to me, but freedom is never free.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, the 18th day of November 2007. How this year has flown past us. Now look, I'm looking over here what the callers are calling in about. Iran announcement on Fox. Disagree about Bertrand Russell, the philosopher king. Liberty dollar rated. And a lot more. Okay, that's fine. I'll take your calls on any subject. But I want to discuss the fact that they arrested Joe Horn because he went into his own yard and he says that the people with the crowbar who just broke into his neighbor's house came into his yard. We're going to play that clip, that 911 clip coming up here in a few minutes. and he shot and killed them. Now in Texas and many other states, like Florida and Arizona and Vermont, you have the castle laws, it's known. Now, most states have it where if somebody comes in your house and is robbing you, you can shoot and kill them, and you should be able to. I mean, the areas that don't have the Second Amendment in force and where the government claims you don't have a right to defend yourself, they literally live in fear. And the criminals have their way with the population. I've seen hundreds of articles from England and Germany in just the last few years. It was a famous case where Harrison, the Beatle who just died of cancer, right before he died, the guy climbs a big security fence, gets past their German Shepherd, comes in, is beating him and his wife up, some crazy person, trying to kill him. Harrison hits him over the head with a lamp, and the cops talked about arresting him. Or the famous case of the rural farmer who'd been robbed three times by these guys. They broke in. They were beating him up at gunpoint. He grabbed his old shotgun that was illegal. He shot them both, wounding them. He went to prison. They sued him, won a bunch of money. This is in his house. We don't want to become like this here in the U.S. And frankly, if I saw people robbing my neighbor's house, I would have to go over because I wouldn't know if they were home or not. I wouldn't know if they had them tied up. I wouldn't be able to control my instinct to defend against them. And that's exactly what I would go for. I'd hit the, you know, my safe takes 3 seconds to hit the 5-digit code. The door booms open. I'd reach right in and grab my semi-auto shotgun, and I would deal with them. Because they could have been in there with a child tied up. They could have been in there. They could have beaten the brains out of the individual. They're there robbing. They're there breaking and entering, committing a serious felony. When the cops showed up, I guarantee you they'd have had their guns drawn. Now, if I saw their hands out and they weren't reaching for anything, I'd have said, get on the ground, because I wouldn't want all the trouble from shooting and killing somebody, and I'm not just looking to kill somebody. But if they ran at me and ran up to me with crowbars, and that's what it is reportedly what happened, I would gun them down. And you hear him fire 3 shots, which sounds pretty reserved, though most shotguns, that is, if they're, quote, legal, they're not supposed to hold, what, about more than 7 rounds, even the larger, quote, semi-automatic riot shotguns. But that's what you want to go with, is a shotgun with a 4 or 5 shot is what I would use. Buckshot's better, but it could go through walls, through cars, and kill people who are innocent. You go with a heavy bird load right before it gets into buck, and it's not going to kill people, you know, through their doors, through their house. That's what my shotgun's loaded with. And let me tell you, if you're just running around the back of my yard, I'm going to call the police and wait for you to try to come in. I'm not going to go out there and face you. That is dangerous. Just like cops will wait for backup. But there's a time when you just can't wait for backup like they did in Blacksburg, Virginia, where the guy was in there for 3 hours, we now learn, shooting people. An hour in, the cops are told to stand down and wait for the feds to arrive. 2 hours later, the feds show up, and cops are still stumbling around putting body armor on, waiting to go in and get this guy. Police didn't do that in the past with the tower shooting right here in Austin, where I'm broadcasting from. And I've interviewed the Austin police officer, Mr. Martinez, who, of course, is now a Texas Ranger. He's the head of the Texas Ranger organization, retired. And he went up there with a, quote, civilian, as they call us, a citizen, and another cop. And they went in there and they took that guy out before he could kill more people. By the way, back then, citizens pulled up with their deer rifles, their 30-06 and 308, started shooting, and their 243s and the rest of it. And they started shooting and pinned him down. The police, the state police, said that their pinning him down reduced the number of deaths by at least half. He could have just sat up there continually, a champion Marine Corps sniper, shooting people all day. But citizens pulled up, got out, pulled their rifles out, started shooting. Can you imagine today, God forbid, if there was a shooting from the UT Tower, that citizens, number one, don't carry guns anymore. We've been gelded and disarmed and neutered. But can you imagine if we pulled up, jumped out of our trucks, and started shooting? The cops would probably pull up and shoot you. See how the culture's changed? And back then, we didn't have a lot of shootings. We didn't have a lot of robberies. We didn't have a lot of breaking and entering, because almost everybody was armed, and if you came in their house, they were going to kill you. Now, I want to hear from listeners about this. Do you think Mr. Horn should have been arrested? By the way, he left the gun in the house, told him he was going out to wait for him. The cops show up. They jump on him, you know, scream at him, take him to jail. I think that was wrong. Again, it's this different culture now. And nowadays we get more cops killed, we have more crime, more problems, because we haven't gotten back to a liberty culture. We're starting to. And so this is very, very, very important subject. Man kills suspected intruders while protecting neighbor's property. Texans are debating if a man who said he was defending his neighbor's property when he shot and killed two suspect burglars was within his rights. Texas law allows people, it's our right, to use deadly force in order to protect their property. And so far, Pasadena, Texas residents, Joe Horn, has not been charged in the shooting deaths of Manuel DeJesus, 38, and Diego Ortiz, 30, earlier this week. Now, when I first heard he blasted two burglars, I said, great, I'm glad. I heard about it Friday night. And then, sure enough, people started saying, oh, this is racism, and I went and looked and found out who he'd killed. That's ridiculous. I don't care if they're white. I don't care if they're Hispanic. I don't care if three purple guys or two green guys, are doing this. Now, again, personally, I don't know what I've done. I mean, he's probably been robbed before. The neighbors may have been robbed before. All I know is when my car got stolen in Austin about 13 years ago, I called the police, and they just laughed and said, we don't come out for that. And I had bad enough luck. I was visiting a girlfriend after that up in Dallas in a decent area, and my car got stolen, and the cops wouldn't help me. I was on the phone for 20 minutes on 911, and when I hung up, then they drove over and griped at me and demanded to come in and search her apartment, saying that I hung up on 911, how dare me, because there is that law. So, I'm sick of it. Used to, if something got stolen, the police really got on it. Then they went to just general enforcement against the public and revenue generation and writing tickets, and crime rates have been going up ever since then in the 1960s, and those are just the numbers. So I do want to hear from you at 877-590-5525 on this subject. Again, 877-590-5525 or 836-0590. And, yes, I'll get to everybody else, Andy in Chicago, Jonathan in Greensboro, North Carolina, Franklin in New York, and many, many others that are holding. In the meantime, let me just go ahead and play that clip again before we go to break. Here is the first part of that 911 call. When we come back, I'm going to play the second part of the clip after he has gunned these two individuals down. Here it is.
I'm not hanging up, but I'm telling you right now, I don't like this kind of stuff, man. This is ridiculous.
Yes, sir, it is.
Broad daylight. I don't know if they're armed or not. I know they got a crowbar because that's what they broke in the windows with.
Mr. Horn.
They just stole something. I'm going out the window.
Don't,
I'm sorry. I ain't letting them get away with this. They stole something. They got a bag of something.
House.
I'm
okay.
Going.
Mr. Horn, do not
I'm
go
sorry.
Outside the house.
This ain't right, buddy.
You're going to get yourself shot if you go outside of that house with a gun.
You
want to
make a
what
bet?
You think. Okay, stay in the house.
They're what getting away.
That's all right. Property's not worth killing someone over. Okay?
God damn it.
Don't go out the house. Don't be shooting nobody. I know you're frustrated, but don't do it.
They got a bag of loot.
Okay.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report. I introduce natural wellness solutions every day on the Nutramedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m., Monday to Friday, and Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m. NutriMeds is one of our new companies, and you can't find these anywhere else. Chelor Max, the best oral chelation. CoQ10 Supreme, the spark of life, the first and most powerful non-crystallizing CoQ10. Gastro Cleanse to clean your bowel of pathogens. Green Tea Supreme, the most high-powered ECGC catechin in the world. ImmunoMax, immunoglobulins, to balance your body's immune system and fight infection and allergy. Malignant Block to block cancer. Micell Ultra D3, the first and most powerful high absorption of D3 in the world, and Nutritralid activate your antioxidant system to protect you. If you have questions, call us at 888-212-8871 or order at NutriMedical.com under the company NutriMeds. On NutriMedical.com, call us 888-212-8871. Solutions for life.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
It's real simple. I don't like predators. And the fact that Texas and Arizona, Nevada, Vermont, a few others have the lowest crime rates. Kennesaw, Georgia, in the mid-1980s, had some of the highest crime rates, a suburb of Atlanta. They passed a law that said you had to own a gun in your house. I don't think that's constitutional. Can't make people do stuff, but they did. Crime rate dropped, Fed Zone numbers, 97%. Just go look that up. Crime Statistics, Kennesaw, Georgia, Justice Department. Criminals go where they know that people are disarmed and they can have their way with them. And what this man did undoubtedly will scare thousands of predatory crooks out of the state of Texas, hundreds out of Pasadena, and it will save lives. What about all the people that get murdered and raped and killed or pistol whipped or stabbed in their own homes? Okay, and look, I've had my house robbed many years ago growing up in Dallas. Our house got robbed 2 or 3 times, my parents. It's a violating, raped feeling. You don't care the TV and grandma's silver's gone. That's bad. But what's bad is that your home has been raided. Your home has been violated. And so all the sissies out there that are upset that these hardcore crooks, and they had all the loot and goods on them, are dead, have got a major malfunction. Let's take some calls on this subject, then we'll get to a bunch of other important subjects. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Elgin, Texas. You're on the air, Steve.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to call in. I was listening to KLBJ this morning, and Ed and Sam were talking about this on the radio, and one of the callers called in and said that he didn't feel like anything materialistic was worth protecting, you know. And that just goes against everything I believe in. I'm going to protect my home. It has a deterrent of the death sentence for breaking into it or hurting my family. Once they're in your house taking your television, let's say when your small daughter is in there
Exactly. Let me just add this. They've already shown they're willing to break and enter and come in your house with crowbars. There's no telling what they could do. Listen, it's simple. I mean, coral snakes are not mean snakes, but they're in the cobra family. It's the most venomous snake in the world. Lives right here in Texas. I found one in my backyard, and I took a hoe, and I killed it. And I didn't like having to kill the snake. It was pretty. But the point is, it's not going to kill my children. And somebody, it's just like a black...
Get to the point where we don't want to defend our own homes or defend our own country. We might as well run a flag up the flagpole that says, I surrender.
Go ahead and finish your point.
I'm going to protect my home. I'm going to protect my family. I'm going to protect my state and my country. I'm not going to learn how to speak Spanish to appease other people.
Well, I appreciate your call, and I understand your frustrations. Ladies and gentlemen, there are tens of thousands of murders a year in this country, and a large percentage of them are committed inside people's homes that have been broken into. You know, I know so many of these single women. Every day I read about them being raped and murdered all over this country, and it's usually in Chicago or New York or some other place, or even in places where people have the Second Amendment still. Women are scared of guns. We need to get women out, train them how to shoot, train them how to defend themselves, because I also read every week about guys that break in some place wanting to rape and kill some woman, and they kill them. I mean, it's time to stop being victims. And the national average is 12 and a half minutes. Last time I checked, it may have changed. 12 and a half minutes for police to respond. 12 and a half minutes. And I'm not blaming the police. They can't be everywhere at all times. But I do blame the system when they arrest people for things like this, because it's the government trying to say we have the monopoly on force, on who can defend themselves. No, we're going to defend ourselves. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Mario in Georgia. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to talk to you about the horn situation. Honestly, I think that when I first started listening to you, I was against guns. I didn't think anybody should have guns. But now I'm looking forward to getting a gun myself. But I think that, I mean, when those guys were coming out the house, I don't know if they were injuring anybody or anything. But I think that he should have just let them go.
Well, I personally can't say what I would do at this time. If somebody busts in my house, or I catch them in my house, or I catch somebody trying to break in, because I don't know if they've got a gun. If I say, get back from my door, they may pull their gun. So I come first. My family comes first. It's their fault for breaking in that house, doing what they did. It's the fact that they violated someone's castle. They did something which they knew could have led to violence, and that's why he killed them. He got all jacked up. He got angry. We weren't in his place. I probably wouldn't have gone out and done it either. I would have just crouched and waited. But we don't know if Mr. Horn knew that his neighbors were home or weren't home or were coming home, or maybe a car was there. He thought they were there. Who knows? They could have already killed whoever was inside. I mean, how often do we see that in the news, and it's just a flash in the pan, but it's big news when a citizen defends their neighbor's property.
I mean, don't get me wrong. He was right in what he did, but I think that, I mean, it was property. He got mad that they were taking the property out of the house, and when he went out there, he went out there with the intention of killing them. He went out there with the intention of...
No, I agree.
When he went out, he said, you move, you're dead. He wasn't going to let them get away. Me personally, well, I can't say what I would have done, but me thinking that I would have let them go, and I would have went in the house and checked on the people. I wouldn't have necessarily tried to not kidnap, but make sure they were safe or do a citizen's arrest or anything.
I understand you and I hear you. I probably would have done the same thing. But you don't know what's going to happen in a heat of passion. Maybe he's been robbed before. Maybe there's been a crime spree in the area. The point is the fault is not on him, even though what he did might have crossed the line. He needs to be forgiven for that and, frankly, given a medal, because they're the ones breaking in. They're the ones engaging in the crime. They're the ones doing something that could lead to people dying, and it's their fault that they died. Mary in Austin, Texas, I'm sure a News Radio 590 KLBJ listener. Go ahead.
Something that could lead to people dying.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Well, thank you, and KLBJ, I like that you're taking on the controversial issues.
I've never done that before.
Monday night, we're having a Dave on Quiet Show film on 9/11. It's the School for the Deaf here in Austin. Invite everyone to come out. And everyone, keep your eye on VoteRescue.org. We're watching our ballots, making sure they're being counted. And thank you for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Okay, now let's get into some other issues. We got somebody who disagrees with me. Now we're going to shift gears completely and talk about a Nobel Prize winner, Bertrand Russell. And this caller, my film Endgame that just came out and hit number 3 on the Amazon documentary charts, number 23 on the total charts this week on Amazon.com, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, covers Bertrand Russell. Let's go ahead and talk to him from New York. Franklin, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi. Yes, I was calling to disagree about Bertrand Russell.
Yes, I saw that on the screen. What's up?
My argument is that he was acting against the New World Order, even according to your own terms and definitions. And I want to...
How many of his books have you read?
About 3.
We read, I think, 3 for this book, I mean, for this film. And, I mean, he called for eugenics. He wrote about things like they were going to happen, but he was one of their top planners. He was also... I'll tell you who even worked for him is the neocon today, David Horowitz.
Well, my argument was based on your theory of problem, reaction, solution.
Well, this is pretty complex stuff for folks that are out there listening. I mean, just go ahead and boil down where I'm wrong.
Well, how about if I just try and do a simple argument? Bertrand Russell was an anti-war activist, and therefore he was working against the New World Order because they create wars in order to set up control, and he's working against the war, therefore he's...
No, he was a very wicked salesman for them because he could sell the mid-grade, mainline intelligentsia and intellectuals. He wanted a preemptive nuclear war with the Soviets and to set up a forceful world government to stop any future wars. That's the globalist argument, sir, is calling for a world government to stop any future wars in the future, a monopoly of power.
Well, I have other sources that say that he's against the nuclear bombs, and he's saying that...
Yes, he wanted... I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to go to break. I'll come back to you briefly, sir. And this is a very academic discussion we're having, but you're flat wrong. People like the people defending Margaret Sanger saying she wasn't a eugenicist. She got awards from Hitler, for heaven's sakes. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
Today, It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
All right, we're back live. I'm going to go back to Franklin in New York, who disagrees with me about a globalist. And part of the strategies and stratagems they came up with against people of the planet and many others that are patiently holding. You want to talk about the Second Amendment and that people have the right, or is it wrong that Joe Horn of Pasadena, Texas, saw people in broad daylight robbing his neighbor? He went out on his front lawn and says that they came at him. This is what happened.
Sorry.
This ain't right, buddy.
You're going to get yourself shot if you go outside of that house with a gun.
You want to make a
what
bet?
You think. Okay, stay in the house.
They're what getting away.
That's all right. Property's not worth killing someone over. Okay?
God damn it.
Don't go out the house. Don't be shooting nobody. I know you're frustrated, but don't do it.
They got a bag of loot.
Okay. How big is the bag? They're carrying a
bag
of stuff. They're walking out about a hand hook.
Yeah.
Which way are they going?
I can't. I'm going outside.
No,
I'll find out.
I don't want you going outside, Mr. Horn.
Well, here it goes, buddy. You hear the shotgun clicking, and I'm going.
Don't go outside. I'm going to get on your radio.
Lou, you're dead.
You can tell that's a pump shotgun, and that is the spirit that went up Iwo Jima Hill. That is the spirit of 1776. That is the spirit of freedom, eradicating scum thieves engaged in looting and robbing someone's house. Again, I love my family, and the message that that sends to criminals in my state of Texas is, go here and rob people and die. Why don't you go somewhere else and do it? And that's the bottom line. I wonder what the fellow that disagrees with me about one of the New World Order minions has to say. Hey, do you disagree with me, Franklin, about what Mr. Horn did?
I think that he did the right thing. I think that it was good for him to protect his neighbors. I think that people should have a right to defend themselves.
Well, then I'm surprised that you like Bertrand Russell. Listen, Bertrand Russell was a weird cat. He wrote a lot of things that sounded good, a lot of things that sounded bad. But in some of his writings, he did write, and he did lecture, that we needed to have a preemptive nuclear war with the Soviets and set up world government to stop all future war. That's what the globalists say, sir, is they want a world government to then stop any future wars. But meanwhile, they actually funded the last two big world wars and many other actions as a pretext to bring their forces in.
Well, I don't believe in world government. I was just reading a lot of Bertrand Russell. I mean, just three books. I mean, I haven't seen everything. There's probably maybe something that I didn't see. But I always got the impression that he was against war, and I think the only war that he was for was World War II because of Hitler and Stalin, but all the other wars, he even went to jail twice against war.
Do this. Why don't you write an article in defense of Bertrand Russell and send it to me in email, and we'll post it and we'll let people counter what you've said. But to be honest with you, Franklin, we had a debate internally in my office with one of the people working on Endgame that was a big fan of Russell. And we ended up proving to him with books, with quotes, with things he did, and we woke that. It was a big month-long argument at the office. And we did it, you know, in a friendly way, but yeah. That those of us were able to convince him and show him. I mean, have you read his eugenics stuff?
I think I remember reading one quote where he was speaking against eugenics. He was for birth control, but he did not like killing people. And I remember reading a quote like that.
Well, I know this. He was a top globalist, and he called for global government, and there's no debating that. But I appreciate your call. That's a very academic discussion here on air. We're going to go back to your calls here in just a minute. But when we start the next hour, all over the country and all over the West, for that matter, we have very similar laws from England to Australia to right here in the U.S. and Canada. Saying that there's a law that you have to take vaccines. There is no law. We're going to prove that. And we're going to go over the media engaging in a disinformation campaign to try to sell the public on this. Even if you're for vaccines and think they're mother's milk and think they're good for you and haven't actually seen all the federal and international statistics that will take Australia. They, in the 60s, stopped giving the scarlet fever vaccine, and scarlet fever suddenly disappeared. See, vaccines actually spread it. In fact, type into Google, smallpox vaccine causes smallpox. They started it back in 2003, and then it spread from the shots and killed a bunch of people. Again, folks, you're being sold a scam. The same people that brought you Vioxx, Merck, are the ones that bring you the live cancer virus, HPV, for supposed cervical cancer in women that's causing so many deaths and problems. So we're going to go over that coming up, and also how the federal government is setting up the apparatus for martial law in this nation. Right now, let's talk to Andy in Chicago. Andy, thanks for holding.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Hello.
Honored to be talking to you finally.
Honored to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Iran. I caught a report on Fox News that I don't normally watch Fox, but occasionally I'll tune in to get a laugh because it's very biased. But they said that Iran's president is going forward with their nuclear program regardless of what the United States says. And I know that the Bush regime has been dropping hints for a long time that Iran is the next target for invasion. So I was just wondering what you think the timetable is before we actually do go to war with Iran, or if there's going to be, like, say, a terrorist attack beforehand to, like, serve a pretext to go into Iran, or is it just going to, you know, we're just going to go in? I mean, I was just wondering what your thoughts on that.
Well, former National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski, and been a big pro-war hawk, February 7th of this year testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee and said, you can go watch the clip on YouTube, said that the White House may stage a provocation like the Gulf of Tonkin that got us into Vietnam. That's now been declassified as a pretext to go in. Robert Baer, one of the most senior field officers in CIA history, the movie Syriana is about him, the scene where he's being tortured, played by George Clooney, very respected, has said that all evidence points towards 9/11 being an inside job. We've now had that interview. And so there's a lot, and Bill Christensen, former CIA section chief for Europe, has gone public on my show, on this show, last year, saying 9/11 is a total inside job. And that's just a few of thousands of prominent people that have spoken out on that. So, yes, they could stage a pretext. Also, they've got three carrier task forces in the Gulf now for 6 months. They can't stay there forever. And the White House has said they've got the trigger lock off to go to war, and that they intend to, and the New Yorker, Cy Hirsch, very accurate in the past, has said they are planning that, maybe even a nuclear bombardment. The problem is that Iran already let the UN in, so they're already under global control, and the UN just said last week there are no weapons, they're 8 years from a weapon, they can produce no weapons. Meanwhile, Pakistan, that our government helped put in power, Perez Musharraf in 1999 and is now backing him up and funding him while publicly criticizing him. He is their puppet. They helped Clinton and Bush transfer to AQCon Laboratories, and this is even BBC News, all the components and delivery systems for high-tech hydrogen weapons. So we have a country with the Taliban running all over it that our government set up in the 80s for the fight the Russians, running around everywhere. We've got a government with at least 50 nukes and missiles to hit Europe, and that's not a problem. Iran's the problem, at least 8 years away from having a nuke. No, Iran is a pushover, is why they want to go in compared to North Korea or Pakistan. And so this is all just part of picking on Iran. Again, I'm no fan of the mullahs. By the way, in major polls, 60-plus% of the Iranians don't like their government. Most governments are corrupt. I mean, listen to the founding fathers on that, including ours. By the way, they had moderates 4 years ago who did everything we said, and then the government ganged up on them, so they put Ahmadinejad in, and he would be very unpopular, but all these threats against Iran have now made him more popular than he would have been. So the people running our government have a policy of spreading conflict for more weapon sales and destabilizing the Middle East and Central Asia, and that's what's happening right now. And then meanwhile, setting up this whole anti-terror police state mechanism, and then now admitting it's actually for the American people and to suppress us. Okay, that's the real game here. Let's go ahead and take one more call. Jonathan in Greensboro, North Carolina, you are on the air. Welcome. Go ahead, you're on the air. For some reason that phone system won't work. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's try Jonathan again. Jonathan, you there?
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, go ahead.
Okay, I just called to say, I've seen all the media reports about the Liberty Dollar, and it looks to me they're trying to spin this kind of cleverly, saying, oh, Liberty Dollar, raided by the feds, Ron Paul, trying to build this...
Okay, some people may not know what you're talking about. Tell them.
Oh, okay. A few days ago, the Liberty Dollar, which is an alternative currency, was raided by the FBI. No charges filed. They won't talk about why there is a raid.
But we actually got the sealed because it got on the web, and the FBI admits that it's real and says they want it covered up. We actually have the search warrant and all the material, but go ahead.
Oh, okay, because I called the U.S. Attorney's Office in North Carolina, where apparently this was cooked out of, and they refused to discuss anything.
Sir, if you go to LibertyDollar.org's website, you can read the whole thing, including the cards of the FBI agents. Tell you what, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to start the next hour with what happened with this and how the media is spinning that's Ron Paul. Yes. By the way, there are several hundred alternative currencies. You see ads on TV for commemorative coins every day, hundreds of mints, and they did this because of Ron Paul, there's no doubt. We'll be right back with the second hour, absolutely jam-packed with vital info and your phone calls. Stay with us.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.